Here's where it gets interesting. So last night at the Santa Rosa City Council meeting, lots of shuffling and reshuffling with the City Council. And strangely enough, Vice Mayor Chris Rogers became Vice Mayor Chris Rogers last night. And he is with us at this hour. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning.
Congratulations.
Thanks, Pat. So judging based on your Facebook page, it appears that for your birthday, you got a tan.
Yes, I got a little bit of color there. Yes, going. Yes.
Well, happy birthday and welcome back.
Thank you very much. Nice to be back. And I watched the City Council meeting last night, and I was amazed at how quickly the election part of it went. And of course, we have a new mayor. We talked with Tom Schwedhelm earlier, and I was just amazed at how fast that process was.
You know, and it typically is, Pat. Usually there is sort of an indication you might have gotten it from the press Democrat that particularly when it comes to mayor, usually there's, we're all considered for it, but there's usually a council member or two who has really gone above and beyond and put in the work and put in the time. And so I think that speaks volumes that Tom was the only person who was nominated. Of course, he ran unopposed. He is putting in good work, particularly for Coffee Park, and will continue to be a strong voice for them and for the whole city.
Yeah, that's his district. And it will be interesting moving forward to see how the districts are looked after, I think, now that things are a little bit different on the City Council.
Yeah, it certainly is a different dynamic. We're all obviously very focused on representing everybody. And just because one council member doesn't represent Fountain Grove doesn't mean that they're not also going to work on recovery for Fountain Grove, right? And there are districts that are more impacted by homelessness than others, but everybody is still going to continue to work on homelessness issues. The key is making sure that we all work together and advocate for your district, but more importantly, advocate for Santa Rosa.
Well, our new Mr. Mayor seems to be very committed to that very thing. And, like he mentioned this morning, Chris, you most of you have already a great working relationship together. And so that's got to help. But it was interesting. I did, was watching, of course, Victoria Fleming, brand new to the City Council, her first official meeting last night as she was sworn in. And she seemed pretty tentative last night. Got me to wondering, what was your first council meeting like, Chris?
I will say this. I've gotten a chance to get to know Victoria both over the last couple of years before she ran and then in particular since her election. She is going to be fierce and dynamic, and so I'm really excited to see what she does on the City Council.
Yeah.
For me, I'll be honest, on my first council meeting, they front-loaded the meeting with a whole bunch of contentious issues that myself and Councilmember Tibbetts had to sit in the audience and watch. And so by the time we actually got to being sworn in, there was a little bit of I don't want to call it annoyance, but we were ready to get the show on the road.
Oh, yeah. Listen, I like the idea of being involved in local politics. The thing that would stop me is the consistent public comment. And I, of course, understand the value of it. I mean, that's pretty much what I do for a living. But I think it must be very challenging at times, especially when you're trying to stay on point.
You know, it's not challenging for us, Pat, because there is absolutely value in making sure that voices in the community are heard. What I always struggle with a little bit is how many voices are not coming into the room because of the tenor or the nature of some of those public comments. Ultimately, there are other ways people can reach out, email, my cell phone number is always out there. But I hear that pretty consistently from folks that they don't like to come to the City Council meetings because they don't like to sit through the public comment and, have people telling them about how the government started the fire with laser beams and things of that nature.
Exactly, yeah. Yeah, so that is a challenging part. How, and of course, in fact, one of the things that really struck me during the course of the meeting was you talking to the now former mayor, Chris Corsi, and talking to him about the fact that during the fires, it was very eloquent, Chris, that you said we needed a statesman, and that's what he was during that time. Very well said.
Yeah, and I think that that's the other element about local politics that people really get frustrated with, is that there's absolutely an us versus them mentality that filters through. And I think when you look at Congress and understanding that they don't really do a whole lot, and Democrat versus Republican, it's really easy to draw lines at the local level. Folks tell me all the time they just want us to figure out how to move forward. They're not concerned with shades of Democrat at the city council level. And so Chris was really good at building a bridge from one side to the other, from being able to work with folks in the community. And it's something that I think is going to be sorely, sorely missed on the council.
Yeah, I think so, too. And, he did such an amazing job of representing us, certainly during the course of the fires. And when you look back and you see what happened over the course of his tenure, you look at the square reunified and performing quite nicely. You know, Smart Train gets on the tracks and takes off. And, of course, the firestorm situation. So a lot happened. And don't you think that...
Roseland
annexation, absolutely.
It's been a busy 2 years.
Very much so. Don't you think that this next year, 2019, will be a very telling year in terms of our recovery?
I think it will. And Victoria Fleming is going to be fantastic, as I said, but she is the first person to join the council who felt the disaster in a different way than we did. And what I mean by that is it's her district that was directly impacted. It was her neighbors that she was, I don't want to say on the outside looking in, but she was going through the same process that many in the public were, about having to obtain information and having to figure out how they could plug in and help out. Whereas council members were immediately starting to be briefed and given information. And so we felt the disaster a little bit different on that front. I think she's going to bring an incredible perspective in terms of what we need to do better in terms of informing the community and involving the community in disasters of that nature. But this is really the first, obviously, time that we're shifting out somebody who was through the fire, not in a council seat, helping to make policy that I think is going to help us move forward.
Yeah, that is a good thing. Everybody's a Democrat on the city council, right?
I believe there are two declined estates. But there are no Republicans on our city council. And in fact, Pat, I think there's only two on city councils throughout all of Sonoma County.
There may be only two in the entire county. I'm not sure. But I'm sure the numbers are not that far off here. Makes it sort of an interesting situation. What do you want to get done in 2019?
Yeah, so obviously the big issues for the city are going to be housing, homelessness, and recovery. But for me personally, Pat, I have been working with folks for the last couple of years. I would like to see us bring forward some form of option for universal pre-K and universal child care. When we talk about the livability of the city and how expensive it is, for young families that have a kid, they're spending 21% of their annual income on child care.
Yeah.
And those are dollars that they could be investing into the community and that they could be paying rent with. And so if we can find a way to not only invest in kids early, which we know helps out long-term, helps out businesses, helps out families, helps out children, then we also end up helping people to live in our community. So that's something that I'm particularly interested in, and you'll hear more about, Pat.
Yeah, that's a big bite, Chris, a very big bite. But now that we're seeing employers, some of the larger employers in Sonoma County providing pretty remarkable perks. In fact, you know, some of them are buying buildings so that their workers have a place to live, things like that. So, building childcare centers seems like it would be the next step in that effort.
Yeah, and even if it was something as simple, Pat, as when we do our development of housing, we include with it child care centers in the zoning code. There are little things like that that we can do that are going to make a big difference. Because I'll tell you, those perks that you're talking about are not going to the folks who are making minimum wage in the community.
That's right.
And those are the folks that we also need to make sure are able to stay.
Do you see in the foreseeable future, say over the course of the next year, Chris, any big changes that the city council or the planning commission might make to help... help quicken our recovery? Or has everything that's going to be done been done? in that regard?
I think we are moving pretty quick. I'm never going to say that everything that we I'm never going to say that we're done, because our staff is fantastic about coming up with new ideas and putting them out there. And in fact, Pat, last night they unveiled a new web page that people can go on and they can track how much assessed damage do we have, how much has FEMA allocated, what's our shortfall, and how are we trying to plug it. It's a pretty cool tool for folks who are trying to track the recovery. We know that this is going to be exponential growth in terms of getting people back in their homes, that you had the cleanup process was taking a while, and then after that, folks have to get their plans ready. Now it's sort of a steady stream, and we've got about 1,000 homes that are under construction, Pat.
Yeah.
And a year out from now, we fully anticipate we will be more than half recovered in terms of homes being rebuilt. And that's just a couple of years out from the fire, which I think is pretty remarkable for our staff.
Yeah.
For comparison purposes, Napa has finished one home.
Wow.
We're doing all right.
Wow.
But we're doing everything that we can, Pat.
Yeah, I know how much work has been put out so far, and it's going to take a lot more because, you know, there's that 2-year cutoff, and in terms of insurance issues and when people will need to make that decision about whether they want to rebuild or not. So it is going to be interesting between now and next October. Well, thrilled to talk to you. Congratulations on your continuing vice mayorship, and look forward to many more conversations next year.
Absolutely. You take care, Pat.